Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. To me, he is so wonderful. To me, he is so wonderful. To me, he is so wonderful. To know that Jesus is mine. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this brand new day. Another day that you have made and another day that you've allowed us to be able to see. Thank you, O God, for waking us up this morning in our right minds. We thank you, O God, that our mind was stayed on you. O God, as long as our minds are stayed on you, you promised in your word that you would keep us in perfect peace. No matter how strong the storms, the clouds may be in our lives, no matter how devastating the winds may be blowing in our lives, your promises remain sure and assured and amen. Your promises are yea and amen. Your promises are guaranteed, and you promise that you would keep us in peace no matter what may be blowing in our lives. So thank you, O God, this morning for waking us up this morning in our right minds. We want to thank you for allowing us to rise this morning with a reasonable portion of health and strength. I'm up walking, O God, with the use and activity of my limbs. I'm up walking with the ability, O God, to function. O God, my eyes are working. My ears are working. God, my hands are working. My feet are working. O God, my body is working. God, I want to say thank you, O God, for a reasonable portion of health and strength and the use and activity of my limbs. Lord, I want to say thank you, oh God, for the beauty of what I'm seeing, God, as right now I'm walking. I see ducks walking around and playing in the pond as I'm looking for alligators and looking for other animals as I walk by different places. Lord, I want to say thank you because you've blessed me to be able to see the beauty of your creation. I thank you for the air that I breathe, God. I thank you, oh God, for being in my right mind, use and activity of my limbs. I thank you for life, Lord, today, and I thank you that my life is just not simply the life that I have to live, but I can live a life that's more abundantly, Lord. I don't have to settle for less. I don't have to settle for just getting by. I don't have to settle for just getting ahead, Lord, but I'm pressing towards a higher calling. Lord, today I'm pressing towards a higher mark because greater things you have for each and every one of your people on this day. If you woke us up this morning allowing us to see a brand brand new day. It's a day that you have made. And because you have made the day, Lord, we can rejoice and look for the greater that's ahead for each and every one of us. Lord, if there's anything in us that's unlike you, oh, God, I plead the blood right now. Nothing else can wash away our sins but the blood of Jesus. Nothing else can make us whole again except the blood of Jesus. So cover us in the blood right now, God, so there may be nothing between us and me, God. I don't want anything to separate me from your love. So if unforgiveness is an issue, God, oh, God, take it out of me and cleanse me right now, God. If a bad attitude will separate me from your love, God, take it out of me, God. Cleanse me in the blood right now. Oh, God, if the spirit of lustfulness, if the spirit of hatred, God, if the spirit of, God, carnality, Lord, whatever it may be, God, if it will cause me to be separated from you, Lord, I bind it right now, God, and I cast it out of me in the mighty name of Jesus. Wash me, make me whole, God, that we may be pleasing to thee, oh, God, that we may have relationship with you, oh, God, that we may have fellowship with you, God, that we may walk with you in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you may receive our glory and that we may see your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. That's our desire, oh, God, today, oh, God, to be in fellowship with you, oh, God, and to see your glory revealed in our lives. Lord, we don't want to walk, God, unworthy. Oh, God, we don't want to walk, oh, God, in carnality. Lord, we don't want to walk in the gray area, Lord, and we're living in a day and time where people want to do just enough to think that they're going to get by. But you told us there's a difference between holy and unholy. You told us there's a difference between dark and light. You told us that there was a difference, oh, God, between clean and unclean. And so, Lord, I want to be clean, oh, God, today. Lord, I want to be righteous before you today. Lord, I want to be holy and acceptable before you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I want your will to be done so that you can get the glory out of my life and I can receive the fullness of your presence. I can receive the fullness of your glory. I can receive, oh, God, the fullness of your promises, God, that you have for me yet on this day. Greatness is ahead for each and every one of us. You have a higher calling. You have a greater anointing. You have a closer walk ready for each and every one of us on this day. Fulfill your purpose and plans that you have for our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Fulfill them, God. Let your will be done, God. Let your will be done. Not my will, God. Let thine will be done. Where you lead me, God, I'm willing to follow. Where you take me, Lord, I'm willing to go. God, where you direct me, I'm willing to say yes, and I will obey, God. Yes to your will, Lord Jesus. Yes to your way, God. Yes, I shall obey, God, because you know the plans that you have for me. Oh, God, and you have shaped and formed my life so I can be here at this present moment, in this present day, at this present time, in the mighty name of Jesus. You know the plans that you have for each and every one of us, oh, God. Plans to give us an expected end, plans to prosper us, oh, God. Oh, God, and allow us to increase and allow us to live and not die. Allow us to move forward, God. You know the plans that you have for each and every one of us, God. And don't allow our flesh, oh, God, to put obstacles in the plans that you have for us, Lord. Help us to obey you, God. We make so many adjustments, Lord. We make so many deviations, God, because we think that we know what's best for us, Lord. But you know the way that we should go. So order our footsteps, Lord, today in the mighty name of Jesus. Order us right now, God. Put this flesh under subjection, God. Cast the devil out of our minds, oh God. Cast the devil out of our wills, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, bind the spirit of foolishness right now, God. Bind the spirit of disobedience right now, God. Bind the spirit, oh God, of lack of understanding, misunderstanding right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, cast the devil out of our minds because he is a lying wonder. He's the one that comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. He's the one that comes in and tries to cause confusion in our lives, oh God. But, oh God, if any man be in Christ, oh God, make us a new creature, oh God, today. If we belong to you, God, make us new, oh God, today. Allow those old things to pass away, oh God. Those old habits, oh God. Allow them to pass away from us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, make us new, God. Make my mind new, oh God. Make my thoughts new, Lord. In the name of Jesus, make my words, my discussions, oh God. Make them new, oh God, today. Make my hands new, God. In the name name of Jesus. I don't want my hands to send me to hell. Oh, God, make my feet new, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. I don't want my feet to take me to hell. Oh, God, make my heart new, oh, God. I don't want my heart not to love, oh, God, and send me to hell, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. But you've come that we might have life, and you've come that we might live and not die. You've come, oh, God, that we might get the victory and all the victory, oh, God, that belongs to you. So help us, oh, God, today. Hell is not my goal. Hell is not my destination. But heaven is on my mind. You are on my mind. And, God, your will is what I desire to do on this day. So, God, we ask that you would continue to walk with us and continue to talk with us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, draw near to thee. Draw near to us, oh, God, as we draw nigh unto thee. You promised, Lord, as long as we are willing to take that step, Lord, you're always willing to take more than just one step. You're that great and mighty God that your steps, oh, God, can't even be compared to our steps. Oh, God, just like our ways can't be compared to your ways and our thoughts can't be compared to your thoughts because you do great and you do wonderful things. Thank you for being such a great and a mighty God. Oh, God, thank you for being such an awesome God. Thank you for being mighty and magnificent in all your ways. And so we bless you now, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, because though, oh, God, we walk by faith and not by sight, Lord, in this life we shall have tribulations. Oh, God, and so before the battle even begins today, oh, God, we cry out to you that you are a holy God. Oh, God, before the enemy tries to lift up a standard against us, oh, God, or come against us, oh, God. Oh, God, we bless your name, oh, God, because we know that you're able to do, oh, God, exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. You, God, oh, God, can do great things, oh, Lord. And so before I begin this day, Lord, I cry out and tell you that you are a magnificent God. I declare right now that there's no one like you, oh, God. You are magnificent in all your ways. You are glorious in all your ways. And so I bless you with the fruit of my lips. Thank you for making a way straight, oh, God, today. Oh, God, thank you for helping me overcome every obstacle that the enemy sets before me, oh, God. Thank you right now, oh, God. Oh, God, that my ways will be pleasing in your sight, Lord, and that I will make you proud of me, oh, God, and put a smile on your face, Lord, today in the name of Jesus. God, I'm thanking you in advance, oh, God, because I don't have to wait for the battle to be over to shout now, oh, God, that I can declare the victory in my life. Oh, God, that I can declare that my children shall be saved. Oh, God, that I can declare that my church will be sealed. Oh, God, that those around me, oh, God, will see the goodness of God. Oh, God, and see your spirit dwelling on me, God, that I can declare, oh God, that nothing shall be able to separate me from your love. I can speak those things that are not as though they were, because you are the God that makes things, makes something out of nothing. I can't do that, God, but I trust in the God who can do, oh God, exceeding abundantly above all that I can ever ask or think. That's the type of God that I serve. That's the God that you are. And so we declare your goodness, Lord, today in our lives. We declare your power, Lord, in our lives today. Lady Yo sung out battle cry, the battle, oh, God. And I thank you, oh, God, today that as we go through this day, since you know the day, we can also declare that the battle doesn't belong to us, but the battle belongs to the Lord. What we come up against, oh, God, the battle belongs to you. That's all we have to do is sit there, oh, God, and declare your word. That's all we have to do is sit there and declare your promises. That's all we have to do is sit there and cry out to you and make sure that your name is made great in this place, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We don't have to worry about anything, Lord. That's all we have to do is make your name great. Take away the spirit of complaining. Take away the spirit of fear. But you have not given us that spirit of fear, God. Oh, God, take away, oh, God, the spirit of confusion. Take away the spirit of disobedience, God. Take away everything, oh, God, that will cause us not to trust you and not to speak life or speak power into our lives. We have that power that's in our tongue, oh, God, power to either build up or power to tear down. Lord, and we don't want to tear down, but we want to build up, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to build up. We want to speak life, oh God, into our home. We want to speak life, Lord, into our finances. We want to speak life, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, into ourselves. I am healed, oh God, by the wound in his side. I am above and not beneath, God. I am the lender and not the borrower. God, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I am more than a conqueror, Lord. Put the promises of God in our lips or in our mouths, oh God, that we may put them into the atmosphere, oh God, so that you can make them come to pass in our lives in the name of Jesus. Great things are ahead for us. Oh God, mighty things are ahead for us. Oh God, this day, I'm not talking about tomorrow. I'm not talking about next week, but Lord, you have a miracle for each and every one of us on each and every single day, and we're willing to trust you, and if we're willing to put your power, oh God, in our lives, in play in our lives. Thank you, oh God, for this brand new day that I've never seen before. Thank you for the use and activity of my limbs. Thank you for the air that I breathe. Thank you, God, for a mind to seek after your face, oh God, and let your will be done in my lives. Now, order our footsteps, Lord, today. For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And I want my walk to be pleasing to you. I want my talk, my discussions to be pleasing to you. So order the footsteps of your people. Oh, God, as we take some time to relax in Orlando, we thank you for traveling mercies. We thank you for the favor that we received already. Oh, God, since we've been out here, we thank you for the time of fellowship, Lord. I declare right now that all things will work together for our good. We've had some disappointments this week. Oh, God, some things didn't, flights weren't made and different things have come up, God. But I thank you, God, that you still allow things in you to be greater. And, Lord, we seek you first this morning. And we seek you first on behalf of our family. We seek you first on behalf of those we come in contact with today. We seek you first, oh God, on behalf of our finances, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We seek you first, oh God, and so the seeds that we've sown, oh God, allow those seeds of obedience, those seeds of faithfulness, oh God, those seeds, oh God, that we place into your ministries, oh God, and into your realm, oh God, allow them to blossom into a harvest, God, that we won't have enough room to receive it. Do it for your glory. We pray for Bishop Perkins and the Western Florida Second Jurisdiction and all of those that we met on Sunday. Thank you for new friends. Thank you for new people to build relationships with. And we pray that you would bless them as they begin afresh and they begin anew. Lord, I thank you for my family that made it out here safely and some that are still trying to make their way. Father, I pray for safe traveling mercies and that you allow us to make it back home safely so we'll be able to enjoy this time, oh God, of rest and relaxation. I thank you for those that have been back at home still travailing in ministry for us. Oh, God, we thank you for their obedience. We thank you for their faithfulness. And we thank you for them willing to continue to sow in ministry. Because just because we're not at home doesn't mean that ministry still can end, that it can end. But ministry has to still be going even when the pastor is away. So I pray for those that are still back at home, oh God, working ministry, God, on this day. And then, Lord, I pray for the Pierce family during their time of bereavement, oh God, and all that have been affected by the loss of Lady Candace Pierce. We thank you that you are a God that is familiar. You're acquainted with our griefs and our sorrows. You know what it is to lose someone that you love. But I'm grateful, God, today that just because she's closed her eyes doesn't mean that we won't see her again. So help us to live right, God, that we'll be able to meet her up in the air, oh God, at the sound of that trumpet. Comfort that family right now. Strengthen Bishop Pierce right now, God, and the children, oh God, and the Carter Memorial family, Lord, and bless them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, even during this time of loss. I'm a firm believer, oh God, that light comes out of dead situations. And, Lord, sometimes we lose things and we think it's the end of the world. But, God, remind us today, oh, God, when you take some away, God, you always add something else. Oh, Lord, so touch them, strengthen them, encourage them. Give us the words to say to speak light into them. And sometimes that means just don't say nothing at all. Help us to build them up and encourage that family and that ministry and that brand new jurisdiction, or in that jurisdiction, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless those that will be traveling from far and near. And then help us to come together to celebrate that great life, oh God, that was lived for you and for your glory. Thank you, God, for this day. Thank you for the beauty of a sunrise. Thank you for the beauty of the air that I can breathe. Even the noise in the background from the freeway, thank you, God. Thank you for the ducks and the geese that are in the pond. God, thank you for the ability to walk, and thank you for the ability to give thanks unto you, because some have lost their minds, and they don't know just to thank you. But I thank you because I woke up this morning in my right mind, with my mind stayed on you. Now, have your way, oh God, this day.
Get your glory, God, out of our lives, oh God. Thank you for the victory, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I was just reminded, oh God, we want to say thank you because the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. God, we don't spend time praying not to see results, oh God. Oh God, in a couple of weeks ago, you allowed baby Noel Court to make it home, God, after various surgeries, Lord. She was at home now celebrating Thanksgiving with her family, Lord. And for that, we are grateful. And for that, we are thankful, God. Thank you for being a prayer answering God. But not only that, Lord, we were praying for little Bella Nova, God, who had complications, Lord, when she was born. God, so small, she was premature, God. But we received word this week, Lord, that she has made it home to spend time or to be with her mother as well. And so we want to say thank you, God, that you are not forgetful of our prayers, that our prayers, oh God, they do accomplish, that our prayers, oh God, are effective, oh God, that our prayers are being heard by you. Thank you for the victory, God. Thank you for healing, God. Thank you for making a way out of no way, God. Thank you for being God all by yourself. Lord, I want to say thank you, God, this morning. As I come to a conclusion, I just want to say I love you, God. That's why I love you. That's why you're worthy to be praised. That's why I lift you up, God. That's why I magnify your name. That's why I give you glory, God. That's why I give you honor, because you are so good. Your mercy endured through it forever. Your mercy endured through all generations. Lord, you are good, and you're worthy of the praise. You're worthy of the glory, and you're worthy of the honor. Now bless us today. Keep us today. Strengthen us today, and let your will be done. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. God, it's in the mighty and magnificent name of Jesus we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.